What's good, Facebook? Michael Fortune, the Michael Fortune Project. Shout out to all the viewers. Shout out to all the Spotify listeners, YouTube, Apple, all that shit. Waiting for Palf to get in. We're just going to talk about some sports. All the football shit that's been happening. NBA's back. College football. That's why I titled it Sports is Sports Again, because this is the type of year where everything is going outside of baseball because World Series just happened. But college football is getting good. We're starting to see the best teams. Alabama LSU is playing at 12:30, so that's going to be a great game. The NBA, it's still very early, but we're starting to see like who's who for sure. And then, you know, NFL, week 8. Let me bring Palf on camera. He just got in here. Saw Yosh looking too. What's good, Yosh?
Whoa. Oh, you're ugly. Yeah. There's hat on for everyone that's not watching. Fuck out of here, man.
Holla at your boy, man. Holla at your boy. Gang this week.
So, Palf, I was telling the
listeners. And roll damn tide.
Yeah. I was telling the listeners, sports is sports again, because this is the best time of year for a sports fan like that.
Man, sports is getting crazy. Shit. We got college basketball just started this week. Next Tuesday, they do the ESPN. Ball madness, so it'll be like 24 hours straight of just college basketball. NBA's time in like 10 years.
Last year was fun. What are you talking about?
Shut the
What was wrong with last year?
There was nothing was wrong with last year, but you got the sense like from the beginning that the Warriors final like this year. You really don't know. I mean, you know the Lakers are, but the East is wide the fuck open.
No.
I mean, the watching people.
It's definitely Bucks or Philly. I don't think there's any conversation.
Bucks or Philly, no conversation.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But I get what you're saying.
What are we getting into first, man?
I think we should knock out NFL so we can just ramble how we want to ramble.
Yep. Are we starting with the games of the week? You want to start with recap of last week?
Do the games, and then we can ramble a little bit about the, you know, we can do our power rankings after we do games of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably get that done.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You got to pull it up, or you got it?
We'll start it up now.
Oh, shit.
You know, man, I come prepared, baby. I come prepared for you.
He's producing.
First game, we got Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals.
This is
you even need to talk about it?
Yes. This is a very sneaky game.
Why?
Sneaky.
The Bengals have no quarterback. The Bengals don't have a passing game. Their run game is mediocre, and their defense is sorry as hell.
You just don't know. Are really good.
Lamar ain't letting that one slip up, man.
I mean, I always look at these kind of games where, like, it's iffy and two.
6-2.
They got two. They're going to lose at least four games. So it's like, what other games do they have to lose to get to four losses? I don't think they're going to lose, but I don't think they're going to blow them out.
Well, that means still mean if you don't think they're going to lose, but you don't think they're going to blow them out, you do think they're going to win.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close, but I think everybody's like, hey, the Bengals still have hella offensive weapons. They still have a decent defense, even though they lose all the time, but they have a decent defense.
They all right.
So, you know, yeah, I think Ravens, but watch that game. Don't bet on that. Are you Vegas, nigga? I'm telling you.
Bills at Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland by 30.
It's smoking dick, man. Buffalo. Remember, man, you keep doubting Buffalo and you keep doubting the San Francisco 49ers. And every week it just seems like San Francisco keep getting better.
Let's not fuck the vibe up and start talking about 49ers. But Bills are decent. I just think that Cleveland wants to smoke. I think they're ready to level up a little bit. You know, they're due for a good week. So I got Cleveland. Who you got?
All right. Well, I still got. I just like the way Buffalo's D plays, bro. They're D plays. They don't quit.
That's the thing, right? When a team like Buffalo, they played against a lot of So, I just Cleveland has, you know, they have Nick Chubb. They got Baker's okay. And they have Odell, Landry. I think Cleveland get off on them guys. So, I don't know how good Buffalo's defense really is. Because, again, I don't think they played any of the offense.
My only thing I have against Cleveland is, I mean, we're in, like, week 9 now, mm-hmm. week 10. I haven't really seen them put together a complete game offensively. Like, if something always looks a little funky, whether it's the running game doesn't show up or whether it's Baker doesn't show up or maybe even the game's does show up, you got Odell and Landry and, mm-hmm. and all these guys dropping passes for interceptions. I mean, and we're now in week 9 a little bit to figure it out, but
like, I mean, look
Cleveland,
at
Cleveland, you're 2-6.
I compare this team,
you gotta wake up.
I compare this team very similar to the Ravens from last year. The Ravens did kind of better than this, but they still were like kind of bobbling and struggling.
Kind of, nigga.
They had 9 games. I don't know. But I just think that this nucleus with Cleveland, they're still trying to figure out that team. They're going to have highs and lows. I wouldn't quit that team for this year for sure. But, you know, I think they can get a couple wins off. So I get your,
for sure.
You know, your loss of trust in Cleveland. But, you know.
I mean, shit, that's just a team. To like
super
win the division this year. Yeah, we were like both of us were just on them.
That's like on that level.
And now they're just looking like, I mean, shit, fucking Steelers lost their backup quarterback and record than the damn Browns.
Like stealing wins, man.
Like, you know, like, and it's just weird that Cleveland can't play yet.
Hey, Raiders are way better than the Browns. I just picked them Thursday. Mm-hmm. Easy pick. That was easy.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. Ooh. The battle for New York. The Jets and the Giants.
I picked the Giants. I know for sure. I think Jets are done. I think
the Jets are fucking horrible, dude. It doesn't get much worse than
that. Coach didn't draft. It's either the coach or general manager didn't draft Darnold. I think
the coach didn't draft Darnold, but he went there knowing that he wanted to use Darnold.
Yeah, but if a tight Cardinals, sir, you bet that running tail that
they're gonna have to if you got niggas out there seeing ghosts when you got a damn mic on you.
Yeah,
something ain't right. All I know is Saquon gonna get it done. Saquon name. Daniel Jones is gonna get it done. Next game on the docket, the returning my homie Patrick Mahomes, man, my homie.
I'm back for this game.
You said what?
He did not come back.
He's coming back. It's official.
Sit and rest. It's the fucking Titans. You guys.
Well, he should sit and rest, but Andy Reid and them said he's going to play. So my homie's returning this week.
I mean, I picked the Chiefs regardless if he was playing or not, but that's so dumb. That's so stupid.
And the Chiefs.
Titans suck.
Pretty easy for me. Tennessee got two quarterbacks, and when you got two, you don't got one.
Team is trash.
Yeah. They're not. They're not the business. So next game, we got the Arizona Cardinals at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh, battle of the bullshit. I call that battle of the bullshit. I got
the Bucs. Oh, shit, battle of the bullshit. I like the Cardinals.
The Bucs? That's the funny thing about the Bucs. Niggas, like, we're making fun of this. The Bucs haven't scored more than 25 in only three games, and in those games, they had 20-something. They're a great offense.
Mm-hmm.
They're a great offense. They can't. They just can't stop nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a great offense, but the DBs look very bad that game. The Cardinals' defensive backfield looks pretty damn good, no matter who they play. They're besides the game against the Detroit Lions, but the Detroit Lions receivers seem to be just killing everybody. Like, it's hella weird. Oh, with that being said, I mean, if it's going to be a passing matchup, I take the Cardinals.
But it's the thing is, it's in Tampa, so it's not they're going to be throwing it.
Oh shit! If it's a passing matchup, I think I'm going to take the base front four. I'm not going to say seven, but their defensive line is scary.
Yeah,
Yeah.
So I got
next game on the docket is gonna be the Detroit Lions at the struggling going downhill quick. Was at the top of the world at the beginning of the year. We picked them, we loved them. The Chicago Bears.
I got the Lions.
Yeah. The Bears aren't going anywhere anymore, man. It's time for a quarterback. You just think about it. Like, the Bears have so much wrong offensively right now, and it starts with Mitch Trubisky. And they got the opportunity to choose whatever.
Yeah, Mitch. Niggas are fired off.
Honestly, man, I think it's – Bears like black QBs.
That's funny.
I'm just gonna keep it at QBs, but I would have took Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. Shit. Well, I would have took Christian McCaffrey before I took this nigga.
Al Gore's NFL right now. If you don't like black QBs, you will not be a general manager in the next coming decade.
Because these niggas is coming from these niggas and Samoans is coming from college right now. Ha.
Hey, If we're talking about young white quarterbacks that like people, Carson Wentz, that's about it.
Trevor Larson.
No, I'm saying that's in the league.
Trevor Larson.
That's in the league right now.
Nah, nigga. Okay, well, Carson Wentz, but if I want any white QB right now in the league, I want.
Okay.
We're gonna figure it
He's
out.
In the league, but yeah, it's.
He's in the league.
The black quarterbacks are here to stay, man. Lamar, Russ, Mahomes. It's. I was talking about.
What?
And it's just so.
Until I see them constantly. I'll still take Jimmy G's white ass.
No, you'd be retarded because Russell already showed what he can do. So, conversation. Mahomes is
a Super Bowl win.
Like, hey, all I'm saying.
Mahomes the best quarterback. Mahomes the best quarterback in the league right now.
Mahomes,
just as far as tools and everything.
Quarterback I've seen play quarterback, and I didn't see Joe Montana.
I'd never seen Joe Montana, but as a Niner fan and hearing the stories and seeing, Montana didn't have the arm that Mahomes has. Mahomes had the best arm we've ever probably seen.
And he didn't have,
and we talk about this all the time.
Didn't have a bunch of domestic abuse motherfuckers on the team fucking up the flow. If Kareem Hunt don't go out last year, they win. But that's another conversation.
All right, so the next game, we got the Miami Dolphins versus the Indianapolis Colts.
I got the Dolphins. Rick. Jacoby's out. I got the Dolphins. Easy. Next.
The Colts, man. I got the Colts. Panthers at the Packers.
I got the Panthers. I don't believe no more. The niggas pissed me off with that Chargers game. And then Chargers go and lose Raiders. I was like, Packers are pussy. I'm definitely picking against them.
In Aaron Rodgers, fantasy quarterback owner for the last 2 years. Dog shit on his away games. Like him personally, I don't know what it is. When he plays on the road, he plays like shit. At home, he is a stud. I have to take Green Bay at home. I'm not playing Rodgers this year, but I kind of have to. I know what I'm going to get from. I should get 3 touchdowns from Rodgers this week, you know. Yeah. And if the defense comes ready, then hey. But if they don't, watch out for Carolina, man, because they're on the come up. 5-3, they're on the come up. They'll be 6-3 with the win. Yeah,
that's definitely my wild card pick. One of my wild cards.
Yeah, man, the NFC is looking real tight this year, real tight. Because I mean, the Packers are still 7-2, so with that, with a loss from them, that drops them. I mean, you got 7-3 there, and then this next game, you got the Rams versus the Steelers. Who you got?
Rams better take care of business, man. I'm so tired.
I'm picking the Rams. And another funny story, when we talk about these records, with a Rams win, the Rams will be 6-3. So you got a whole bunch of these teams sitting here at 6-3. And you have this game, which I think is the second best game of the week, or the second best game with like playoffs. That's the Minnesota Vikings at the Dallas Cowboys, and both of those teams are 6-3.
Shout out to Jared. He wanted us to talk about it earlier, but we ignored him because fuck Cowboys.
Yeah, not even that. We just go in order. No, but okay. Yeah, now we're gonna talk about it.
I got Vikings. I think Cowboys are pussy. How about that?
Man. So you know. Kirk Cousins is a hard one to figure the fuck out. I think he's the most wasted $84 million guaranteed contract of all time.
I don't think so, bro. I think if you're the Bears, you would love a Kirk Cousins. you see what I'm saying?
But what we have seen from Dallas over the last 2-3 years is they show up in these I just think Dak and Zeke, not Dak, I excuse myself, not Dak, Zeke and them will, I think the defense will show up, try to stop Dalvin. If you stop Dalvin, you pretty much wrap the Vikings up. I mean, they really are. So, I mean, if I, all them linebackers and shit can't stop Dalvin, then it's going to be a big game for the Vikings. But they,
go ahead,
think they stop them.
Do you know if Thielen can go?
Nah, he's out. He's on my fantasy team. He's out this week. That's what makes it even worse.
I still think Dallas is pussy. I still got Vikings. Is that the last?
But, like, another thing is Minnesota has been – Dallas Cowboys haven't been defending these tight ends out here lately.
My play action going to be there. They're going to be in the box.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they can run the ball, it'll be bad. But if they can't, then that play action. Dallas, you get a win.
Yep.
And the game of the week for all you Northwest cats and me.
Come on.
The team that ain't played nobody all goddamn year.
Come on.
Versus the team that struggles versus all the teams we beat the shit out of.
Oh, alright.
Struggle against all the teams we beat the shit out of.
Okay.
San Francisco 49ers 8-0 for the first time since my birth year, 1990.
Hawks.
Versus the Seattle Seahawks.
We're about to whoop you niggas at.
We know why. Where we're going with this pick. Now let's just explain why.
You want to go first?
Maybe we could just explain why. Yeah, let's hear your reason on this Monday night game.
You guys have thoroughly one win I wholeheartedly respect. It was real deal. I did not think you niggas were going to even keep up, and you dusted them niggas. So you niggas aren't 100% pussy. don't believe in your quarterback. I don't believe in your defense. It's really that simple. Not that your defense sucks. Your defense is going to come to our house and not, and we're not going to be able to do what we do. We're going to do what we do regardless. And I think we're going to have an early start, which we're about to just thump you niggas. Like, you guys can't, like, Metcalf is going to put fucking Sherm in a box. In a fucking box. I can't wait, bro. I'm so pumped. Yeah, you niggas are done.
Are you done yet? Done. I was completely silent that whole time. All right, let's say this. Last week, you guys played them in this. You guys played them at home. Came here and dusted you, your fucking DBs. Dust. Not only that, their defensive line, who is by far not even close to my defensive line, ate y'all's motherfucking defense offensive line the fuck up.
Okay.
Let's be real. They ate them the. What's up? Ask me a question.
You said the receivers dusted us.
Dusted you guys.
Who your best receiver? That's
well, really, really, a one person dusted you guys.
I'm asking. Well, put Goodwin in that too. Name me one receiver that you guys have that is as good as their third receiver. That's
Hey, Kittle.
That's a tight end. But Kittle. I know what you're saying. Kittle's is good.
But we use him as a receiver. Okay. We use him as a receiver.
I just don't think you guys have that kind of offense where we're worried about, like, Bucks have a legit offense.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing is nobody thinks we have that kind of offense. But we have – we also have – I never thought we did until I see us putting up damn near – but – we have our tackles. Both of our tackles are coming back this game. And our fullback's coming back this game, which the last game he played, we blew up the damn Browns, and he was just clearing. I think one of the ways to beat the Seahawks, you have to attack them head up. You can't run around them. So all that stretch play shit that we do, all the outside zone shit that we do, moving side to side, we can't do that. We got to come right at them. But I think we have the personnel this week to actually get them. I actually think it's going to be a good game. I don't think it's going to be like one of them blowout that we just go out there and smack you guys or smack somebody.
Whooping the 49ers ass is definitely a good game. It's going to be a good game.
You think you're going to whoop our ass, but everybody thought they was going to whoop our ass all year.
Yeah.
So, Monday. We'll talk more. I don't know. You owe me $20. Did you want to put another 20 spot on this, man?
Put another 20. And I want to put.
Another.
I want you to give me odds. I'll put up an extra 10 if we beat you guys by more than 15. I'm sorry. My five.
Wait. So you put up five. So when you a $30 bet for me. If you guys beat us by more than 15.
Yeah, 15 or more.
Yeah, 15 or more. Okay, 15 or more. So you're the house. 15 or more, you get an extra 10. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it because I don't even think we're going to lose. I don't even think we're going to lose by anything. We're going to win the game.
Show me the money.
So we can do that. All right, what time is it? It is 11:28. Should we hop into college football?
College football too long because I'm not all the way tapped in, but you know, I'm excited.
I know you ain't all the way tapped in, so I got the schedule. I got the top 25 schedule up.
I just want top. We're not doing the whole 25.
Yeah. We're gonna go to the top matchups in the top 25. Yeah. That's usually what I look at for these games. We got a good one, man, that we both – because this is a team we like. The number 16 Kansas State Wildcats versus the Texas Longhorns. Mm. Kansas State beat Oklahoma.
Wild.
And Texas got their ass beat, but –
handled.
They they got handled pretty good by Oklahoma this year.
Yeah.
I think that was just a good game for Kansas State. I think that was the best game. Like, this is the thing about college football. You got to understand that some of these kids just have the best game of their life all at the same time.
And that's the type of game.
And then
those states are so
crazy. And like, that's what shows up.
Playing against homies and up with, really, yeah. You know, so that's a statement game for sure. So I don't.
And you got to think that they used all their everything they had to beat Oklahoma last week. So it's gonna be a long. I think Texas whoops that. Yeah, that's at 12:30, so in like an
definitely
hour.
Definitely feels like some rock paper scissors, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's the best game. It's probably the second best game on TV today, or third best, behind that Penn State Minnesota game, and that is the Iowa Hawkeyes versus the Wisconsin Badgers. Mm. Iowa plays. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you ever played the NCAA football game, but Iowa really plays. High school with Coach Clue, that I formation shit with two tight ends, and we're just going to run the ball at you all game. But Wisconsin just does it better.
Man.
Period.
I just met somebody that grew up in Iowa, and I was just, we were talking about Brad Banks, man. Classic fucking quarterback. Brad fucking Banks.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. We gotta do some rewatchable fucking college football, college sports. That like 03 to like 09.
07, 08, when Vince Young USC, I think that was like the end of it. I think it was when Vince Young beat USC, because once the SEC came so damn hard, bro, the SEC came in and just took over, because it really never used to be like this. Growing up, USC used to dog the shit out of everybody. USC used to get everybody, and USC used to dog everybody too.
Yeah, I mean,
dog, like they were like Michael Jordan for like 4 or 5 years. You just knew when they took the field, they wasn't losing.
It was just so much investment into, you know, year on year recruiting and camps for football.
Every year, shit changed up, and it was new. Like, remember Troy Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, that team was gross.
Man, it's fucking
and Miami with Willis McGahee and the quarterback and Ed Reed, all them guys. Like, come on, man.
We're going. Yeah,
now let's go to the best game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get out of this and go college hoops and then wrap.
I want to get some NBA.
The LSU. Oh, you want to get into NBA too? We can get NBA. We can get NBA popping. We got Tigers versus Alabama Crimson Tide.
Ooh.
Hey, man, Roll Tide, baby. You know where the fuck I'm going with this. Alabama's the best team.
The quarterback for
at home.
Ohio State? Or am I tripping? I'm thinking about somebody else.
You said who?
Quarterback for LSU used to be at Ohio State.
No. The quarterback at LSU is a sophomore this year. They actually recruited him as a freshman. So the LSU quarterback's been there. Or Burrows. Yeah, he's been there. I think he might be a junior. If I'm now thinking about it, because they the draft. So he might be a junior.
Some fucking classic college football jerseys. I'm about to get on that. I need a Dwayne. I just thought about that real quick.
No, I want that Marcus Vick. I don't want the Michael Vick. I want Marcus Vick. yeah, you know, if we talk about throwback college jerseys, that Marcus, boy.
Yeah, Alabama's probably going to win, but I just want to see a fun game, man. I'm about to be heading my grandpa. Around that time, I'm gonna watch it in the Uber shit. It's gonna be dope.
I hope it's better than last year's game. Last year's game was a 28-0, just out and do shit.
LSU, I haven't watched too much, but they look pretty good. Like, you know,
they do, but they always last 8 years they've looked very good going into this game, and they've gotten their ass beat for the last 8 years going into this game. I think there's a time for everything. Mm-hmm. This is the best chance for them to win in the last three, for sure, with Tua hurt in their play. If they can get Tua out or something, not saying, like, greasy, don't grease him, but, like, shit, if you can hit, give him a little extra hit here and there. If he ever runs or leaves the pocket, tries to leave the pocket, wrap him up low.
Yeah.
You can win the game. But if just stunting and you can't stop Jerry Jeudy and these receivers, Alabama's receivers are the best at yards after the catch, man. Don't give it. Wrap them up. Everybody got to gather the ball because they're going to go.
I need you to look something up for me. What NBA is on today?
Oh, see, I know Houston plays Chicago. Let me see. I know Houston plays Chicago. Let me get the rest of the game for you. There's like three or four games on tonight.
Let's do a podcast 7 tonight. Let's look at some of the games.
A podcast at 7 tonight?
Yeah, and just deep NBA, our NBA. Go in.
We're deep into the hour NBA. Okay, yep. And one thing I did want to talk about that we were talking about is on the phone.
Yeah.
Is college sports. We were talking about college football, yeah. Basketball, and James Wiseman specifically, and Chase Young, the kids that got. Well, James Wiseman, just for this year, unless he's found eligible.
Where did Chase Young go?
Chase Young goes to Ohio State, and he was the defensive end. He's suspended for 4 games. He's a defensive end. They were talking about him being a Heisman winner from the defensive end spot. He was going to break all the sack records for this year, for sacks in the season, yeah, and sacks in the game and all that. But he took some family – he took a loan from a family friend. Which is why they're not going full on. You're just ineligible.
Yeah.
And he is suspended for 4 games, so he's not going to play for the next 4. Yeah. Now, with that being said, we are going to get into a time where these players are allowed to make money off of their likeness, yeah, right? Because they voted on that this week. That's big. Well, the NCAA, we're not going to clap our hands for you. You guys aren't going to pass. Should have did, and you guys really just got scared because random states and leagues were going to do it anyways. The SEC, right after California legalized it.
And it's un-American to not let someone profit off
of themselves.
Off, you know what I'm saying? That's not capitalist.
Yeah.
That's just not what.
No.
Hey, America, that's very good. The NCAA has to do that because if I'm at this, you give me a vacation, but I make your jersey, random college jerseys, it's because of these guys, right? The Marcus Vicks, the Dwayne,
mm-hmm,
the Brad Banks, all this shit. So be able to get autographs signed, be able to do this because the coach gets millions. That's silly.
Yeah.
If they had a in the sports department, I might even feel different about it. But because they get millions, yeah, the market is the market. Let me.
So here's the issue. So here's an issue I have. So with the rules being changed, to them being able to benefit off their likeness, yeah, they don't know the specific rules or what yet. But to me, it sounds like, just based off of what they're saying they can collect off of, their likeness.
Yeah.
Personal, I don't think personal be covered under likeness.
Yeah, and they should.
You're not doing anything for them. And with James White, Penny was your basketball coach, so he kind of moved. There's a whole other world. Because he'd been your basketball coach since you were a sophomore in high school. He moved you to Memphis.
Yeah.
That's a high school violation too. Out here, that'd be a high school violation as well. So with those two instances, they're not collecting off the 15 from somebody paying them.
Yeah, and those are things where parents gotta like being so fucking greedy. That's what how I look.
Yeah,
because a kid really is not like
because it's never the kid.
Come on, bro.
It's never the kid. That's why even though it sucks
that they have to take the punishment. You should have a like. You can't have motherfucker. So I'm not mad at that. I'm always about just the likeness shit. Like, let me sign jerseys.
Yeah, having the name.
It makes it fucking stupid.
Let me go to the Lids in the mall. Go there for a couple hours. Get paid to sign autographs. Yeah, exactly. Shit like that.
Let me be able to have a YouTube channel.
Or let me do a commercial.
Oh my god!
Shit.
Fuck school.
But I mean, so this is what I'm saying is they have to do something. Is what I'm saying for me, they kind of have to do something to get the money. Now, if you're just taking loans from people and shit, nah, I'm not having that. That's for.
But yeah, it's good. It's good that they're moving in the right direction. Wish he. Not fucking suspended. He'll still probably be a top five pick, but you know, this would have been another great player to watch. But
it does, and that's life. But hey, we're
that's about
it. Is what it is, man. Oh, here. Oh, these games I got on for the docket tonight. My fault. I totally spaced out.
You're good.
Are the Celtics, Spurs, Pelicans, Hornets, Rockets, Bulls, and Grizzlies, Mavericks. So we have all those games are start at, except for one starts a little earlier. It's at 4:30.
5 Eastern.
And so, I mean, if we wanted, yeah, no, 5 our time. If we can do a show and everything will be done. So we can have everything college and NBA will be done. So we can tap back into college and NBA 7 o'clock and do a... Yeah.
I'm down.
And talk way more shit about the Seahawks-Niner game. Go real in-depth of some real shit talking.
Yeah. We're also, you guys, we're also going to start, and I haven't told this yet, but it's no big deal. We're going to start doing
This is news.
Instagram lives of, like, side stuff. Talk about like who we think the best fucking defensive end is, and you know, just extra shit that maybe not everyone wants to hear, but you know, way you know, promote on Instagram, but also just give you guys more content.
That
we always got some
WMVP. WMVP. There's a lot of guys out there for that WMVP award balling, man. I don't know. They heard us or not last year. I think we ended up giving it away to Joe Ingles like 2 years ago or something like that. But
yep.
This year, boy.
Like the one.
Man.
But yeah, we'll get into it.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening. Shout out to all the listeners. Not on Facebook.
Enjoy Spotify, these.
You might be on Apple. Go ahead.
Football games this weekend, guys, because, man, there's good games on college. There's good games in the NFL.
Yep. Add us on Facebook.
Enjoy it. Some of the best you'll see.
Palf is Anthony Palfrey on Facebook. That man, Palf.
That man, Palf, baby.
Instagram, man. Michael Fortune _ on Instagram. Fuck with this, man. Thank you so much for listening. All right, Palf.